Gott, Gott im Himmel, sein Allah.
Naira Murosa Vio Vebailo Mefirim Medorea. Stam Bedikduk says, Venaira Murosa Vio Vebailo Mefirim Medorea. Says with a Vav. Normally, when the Gemara brings down a piece from the Mishnah, a piece from the Mishnah doesn't have a Vav. But the Metzayan here that Be'etzem, the Girsa of the Ran is, Venaira Murosa De Ovio Vebailo Mefirim Medorea Minolon. It's not the Lashon HaMishneh. The Gemara is starting to ask the Kasha. Here in Gralit, the Gemara is not like the Gemara bought a piece of the Mishneh. The Girsa of the Ran was, V'nayra Mu'uroso, Do'ovir V'bailo Mifirim, Medoreo Minolon, everything is the Lashon HaGemara. V'nit V'di Gemara is asking the Kasha Minolon. So what is the Minolon? The Pashas of the Kasha of Minolon is, we know for sure that a ktano, a nairo, a father is made from a nedori. We know that a nesua, the baal is made from. It's two parshas. The more you see leish and dore oleo, the baal could be made from nedorim. The shoma ovio, the father could be made from nedorim. The Gemara declares about the din of the Mishnah of nairo meuroso, ovio vebailo mefirim nedoreo. That aloche of Naira Muroso, Avir Vebailo Mefirim Medoreo together, Minolon. What is the mocker of that Naira Muroso, Avir Vebailo Mefirim Medoreo? Omar Rabbe Omar Kro, Vim Hoyo Isir Leish Venedoreo Oleo, Mikan Le Naira Muroso, Shavir Vebailo Mefirim Medoreo. We have the parsha of father in the beginning, then we have Vim Hoyo Isir Leish Venedoreo Oleo. And then we have im beis ishon adoro. So v'im hoyo esir leish nedoreo leo mikal lenayra muroso shavio v'baylo mefirim nedoreo. What is the raya? So the Rosh says it b'ktzor. The Rosh says vov moisif al inyan rishon. The first parsha it says the father is meifa. Then it says v'im hoyo esir leish nedoreo leo v'shom ha'isho v'ech rishlo. So the Vav is Moisif al Inyan Rishon, and we know that this Isha side the father and side the Baal. They could do it together. It was in the Rosh. Loimar sheshneihem mefirim yachad leish zu sheoiso leish. Ve'ose vov ha'arbevinu le'afor as'a ve'bal yachad. Loimar sheshneihem mefirim yachad leish zu sheoiso leish. So lefi the Rosh, Gemara kepshuto, the vov says that it's both. Vov ose vov ha'arbevinu. The old Gemara they didn't have a devov, but they had the devov. Ose krov ha'arbevinu. The new Gemara's ose vov ha'arbevinu. But the Vav said that we ma'arev both parshias, and b'meila we know that the father and the Baal are meifel together by Naira Muroso. The father and the Baal are meifel together in the Naira Muroso. The Vav. The Ran learns the whole sugya different. The Ran learns not stam the Vav. From Vav alone we don't boy ois lefi the Ran. What is the mocker lefi the Ran? Lefi the Ran, the mocker is Vail is a svore that Aruso was not Yoitze Mirshu Sovio. Is a svore. Is a svore that the Aruso is not Yoitze Mirshu Sovio. And Nesu already has a different pasuk. So it mistaber to Darshan that the Aruso is made for together the father and the Baal. I want to read the Loshon HaRan. Nearly the Ochikoma, the cave of the Nesu, Xiv Kroachine, the Ainu in Beis Yishon Adoro. כי למפורש נקמון על כוחו חי בערוס המסוק לתרי קרוי בנשוא לא מולי וכיוון דה בערוס המסוק מה על כוחו איסנון למימר דבוב מויסיף על עניין רישן ולהל מיני קציבה השם יסלח לו ובשרי קציבים ביום שמע איש עני או איסו לא ימר שאוויר ובאי למפירים לדורר ואוסי שפיר בערוסו וואי דה כיוון דה בערוסו לא יוצא מרשוס אב דינו דה לא ילפר אורוס לחודי צסמורה Arusa beetsam is birshu savio. So it's a svara that the father will have a shaykhus with the horus. Ve'al kochuch nam yochem isa lemeimah, zog deran ha-cheshben. Dilo yamrinen vor moisif al inyan rishoin. Ve'orus lechud emeiver, kro de nesu alomali. Hashto be'arusa meifu lechud emeinesu imi boye, chishu nesu hu rakoichoi. And in the Torah can't say two psukim just to tell me that it's arusa, the Torah will say mefurash arusa. This is the Shita Sara. So the Yesodis Nike Machlekes Bepshat. But the whole Omud is this Machlekes. The Ran learns that the Svore Apshuto says that Be'aruso Ovio Vebailo Mefirim Medoreo. It's a Svore. This is the reason we Darshan Devov. On them we're not Darshan Devov. And the Rosh says, no, it's a Vov on Svores. Vov Moisif Alinian Rish. Now, the Gemara is Mamshich. Frag the Gemara. Ve'eime Aikro Benesuo. Maybe this Pasuk is a Nesuo. What is the Kasher? Machlek Yisran and Rosh. The Rosh says the Kasher of the Gemara Ve'eime Aikro Benesuo. And Nesuo, you will do Vov Moisif Al Inyan Rishon. And the father and the Baal will be Mefer Benesuo. One line in the Rosh, ve'eime adin kro benesuo ksiv, ve'ko'omer rachmona de'av ve'ben mefirim ke'echot. Aber nairo amur oso, lo yotzu mershuso av, and only the father. The Ran never had a tzad that benesuo you could say vov moisif al inyan rishon. It just doesn't make sense. Benesuo to say vov moisif al inyan rishon. She's yotzu mershuso av. There's no reason to put on the vov. No svora to put on the vov. Zog the Ran. ועוד המאג של פירוש של מילסה הוא מאג שאי מהדין קרו בנשוא הקסיב לא ימר דבעל לחוד הם מייפר דבוב מייסיף אין רישן לא יאמרין אלי אלו כי מוכר קרו יוחי ואם עיסוק מבארוס מוכר קרו כדי כסיבנה אבל בנשוא אלוי מוכר כלול עד הרבו דינו דבעל לחוד הם מייפר וכיוון שניסס שוב אין להביא הרשוס בו הילגח נעימד בנשוא בעל לחוד הלפר ובערוס האב לחוד הלפר ובערוסים לנף כמרשוס אב so we have מחלק ישרן and Rosh how to read the Gemara of the Kasha ואי מקרו בנשוא the Ran learns ואי מקרו בנשוא the Kasha of the Gemara is only the Baal and the Rosh says the Baal and the Av now the Hemshech HaGemara is Mamshech the same thing פרק the Gemara נשוא הקריב כסיבי אחרינה ואים בייס אישון הדורו We have the last posuk. It says, "Ve'im beis ishon adoro." So I don't mean a posuk on Nesua. Nesua is already written down. I have already a posuk on Nesua. The last posuk. And for the Gemara, "Eim et arvayu b'nesua." No, both posukim b'nesua. "Ve'chiteim et reikroi b'nesua lomoli." Lo imar shein abal meifer bekoinmi. So lefi de Rosh, what is the Gemara in our learning? Trei kroi ksiva b'nesua. And b'nesua what? Baal and father together. This is the Seder HaGemara. Minolom, vov moisi. Ve'eime b'nesua. Nesua has a different pasuk. So the Gemara, trei kroi b'nesua ksiv. I have two pasukim b'nesua. And what I know b'nesua, that the father and the Baal together could be made for the nether. This is the Gemara's kasha. Ve'eime kro b'nesua, and b'nesua I learned that the father and the Baal together are made for the nether. The father and the Baal b'nesua are made for the nether together. Zog the Gemara, but I don't need two psukim b'nesua. Why I need two psukim? Zog the Gemara, I need it. Lo imar she'ein ha'baal meifer b'koidmim. I need a second pasuk to tell me she'ein ha'baal meifer b'koidmim, but both of them are nesua. the father and the balas together. This is the last rosh in the amud. Koach in exiv. Ve'im beizi shol nado ilkach al koach ukol kamer erasu. She'en abal meifa v'koydmim. Nadorim shenodro koydim shabos l'shusay. Ki nechsei v'im beizi shol nadoro dafka nadorim shenodro b'beisay. So let me gain now lefi the rosh. The Gemara asked the kasha, how I know bichlal that avi or meifer is a vav. Vav says the middle parsha is both. So the Gemara, okay, the middle parsha is a nesua and nesua both. So the Gemara nesua both. I don't need a pasuk and nesua both. Why I don't need a pasuk and nesua both? Because I have another pasuk and nesua. So the Gemara, the second pasuk is sheina baal meifer bekoidmi. So I take a pasuk. But the first pasuk is that the arusa, the nesua, the father and the baal are doing it together. Zog the Gemara, v'lav mimele shames minei. What is the answer? Zog the Rosh and the Rad, the Teretz is, I don't need a special pasuk to tell me she'ein baal meifer bekoidmim. Write only the last pasuk, and I would know she'ein baal meifer bekoidmim. Why I have the first pasuk? To tell me that be'arusa, the father and the baal, let me say the first rosh in amud beis. Me'mele shamines, the nedorim shenodor be'beisoy, hu meifer. V'im hoy yasi elom, oli ishma mino le'arusa. So lefi the rosh, it's mamash a shveri gemore. The gemore asked, how I know arusa, father and baal, vov. So the gemore, the pasuk is in nesua. I have a second pasuk in nesua. So this one has to be arusa. So the gemore, the second one is also in nesua. I need the second pasuk to say v'imo yosi elish v'noreh aleo v'imo yosi elish v'im beis yishol adoro shein abal meifa bekoidmi. So the gemore, I don't need that pasuk. I could write only that parsha v'imo yosi elish v'im beis yishol adoro and I would know shein abal meifa bekoidmi. Why I need the first parsha al kochuch, the first parsha is to tell me she'arusa, the father and the baal are meifa together. Frek the rosh, I don't understand. Everything is in a sua, and I need the second pasuk to say she'ein abal meifer bekoidmim, and I need the first pasuk to tell me that nesua, the father and the baal, could do it together. Ari lefi the rosh, vav says vav moisif al inyan rishon. If vav is moisif al inyan rishon, we know that the middle parsha is both. Frag the Gemara, maybe it's a Nesua. Zog the Gemara, I have another pasuk. So for its extra, it goes on a Rusa. Zog the Gemara, the second pasuk is not extra because I need it. She'ein abal meifer bekoidmi. So b'meil, it's not extra. Zog the Gemara, I don't need an extra pasuk for that. Only write the second pasuk. Don't write the first pasuk. And if you don't write the first pasuk, I know from the second pasuk, she'ein abal meifer bekoidmi. Why I have the first parsha, al koch to tell me, she'be'arusa, the father and the baal are meifer together. Frek the Rosh, no. The first pasuk tells me she'be nesua, the father and the baal do together. The second pasuk tells me she'ein baal meifer bekoidmim. But from where I know arusa? This is the Rosh's kasha. So lefi the Rosh, the vav alamol says that the middle parsha is together. Frek the Gemara, maybe it's b'nesua, and b'nesua is both of them. If this is the kasha, the Gemara doesn't answer nothing. She says it's two psukim, it's extra. For the Gemara, it's not extra, because I need a chain of baal meifer bekoidmim. Write only the second one. So the Rosh, you can write only the second one. Because if I write only the second one, how I know benesua that the father is meifer together with the baal? B'mele, I need two psukim. If I write only the first one, I don't know chain of baal meifer bekoidmim. So b'mele, from where I know arusa? And for the Rosh, v'im toimar, Itzach v'moy yasir l'nesuo la'arev afor asbal behed yedav loimar ששניהם מפירים יחד יש loimar אם כן לכתוי ואם בייס ישון הדור הבוסר קרוד האפור אסב ולישתק מיומר יסיר. The Gemara means to say like this, the Rosh, Achash, write only the second pasuk. From where I will know, if I write only the second pasuk, from where I will know that the father is meifer together with the baal, take the second pasuk v'im beis yishon adoro and write it straight after the first parsha of the father. V'im beis yishon adoro, v'im beis yishon adoro. So I know that ein abal meifer bekoidmim, and I have vov moisif al inyan rishon, and I will know that the father and the baal are meifer b'nesua. Why is the extra parsha? There's a raya Shebe'arusa, the middle parsha is be'arusa, and be'arusa, the father and the Baal are meifer together. But the last parsha is benesua, and benesua is only the father. This is the mahalach of the Rosh. So lefi the Rosh be'etzem, the whole teretz of the Gemara Minolon is a vav. Vav moisif that the middle parsha says, Ovio ve'bailo mefiri medorea. Just the Gemara says, who said that it's an arusa? Maybe Arayin Zetz, the pasuk in Nesua, and the answer is a double pasuk. Frey the Gemara, maybe it's not double because I need it Shinabal Meifa Bekoidmim, and for the Gemara it is double, because if only you came to say Shinabal Meifa Bekoidmim, you could have said it right the second parsha near the first parsha. Why you have the first parsha extra? Why the pasuk didn't skip out the middle parsha? Is a right that Be'arusa. This is the Cheshbon lefi the Rosh. We'll go back to the Ran. The Ran learns we never had a tzad vov moisif alinyan rishon stamp to mix the parshas in. The only reason we had a tzad to mix the parshas is because there's a svore be'arusa that the father could be mefer ki lo yotzo mirshuso av. This is the reason we want to mix it. So when the Gemara is asking, we read now the Gemara lefi the Ran. Let me learn the Gemara lefi the Ran. Minolon Omar Rabbe Omar Kro v'imo yosi eliyish v'nedoreo oleo mikan l'nayra meuroso shovio v'baylo mefirim nedoreo. The pasuk is talking about Arusa. The pasuk is talking about Arusa, and b'mei levov moisif alinyan rishon, and it's mistaber that the father and the Arusa meifer. Frag the Gemara ve'ei mehay kro b'nesua. Lefi the Ran, what is the kasha? Maybe the middle pasuk is b'nesua, and don't darshan the vav. And don't darshan the vav. And only the Baal could be meifa. Why? Zog the Ran, because there's no svara to darshan the vav. The father b'nesua doesn't have a portion, doesn't have a chelik. Frag the Gemara, im ishum nesua kro ksiv achrin ksiv, im beis ishon adoro. And what happens tarvayu b'nesua? Only the Baal. Zog the Gemara, if you have two psukim b'nesua, if you have two psukim b'nesua, so write down only the second pasuk. I don't need to have the first pasuk. Zog the Gemara, v'chitei metrei kroi b'nesua lomali, leima shenabal meifa b'koidmi. I need to have two psukim to tell me, one, that the Baal is Mefer, and the second one, shel Baal Mefer bekoidmim. Frag the Gemara, v'la memele sham is Mefer. So only write the second one. So lefi the Ran is no kashe. The Gemara answered. V'ei mekro b'nesu and only the Baal, write only the second parsha. I know she'ein Baal Mefer bekoidmim, and I know that the Baal is Mefer. Why I have the middle parsha? Al kochuch be'arusa. Lefi the Rosh, the b'nesu the Gemara wanted both. So when the Gemara says only write the last parsha, zok the Rosh, it's not enough answer. How to write the last parsha? I will know that the husband could be meifer. How I could have a ava mina that benesua the father and the Baal could do it together? But she'engel lefi the Ran, benesua was never a ava mina that the father and the Baal would do it together. It was never such a ava mina bichlal. So maybe the Gemara only asked the kasha, maybe the pasuk is benesua, and it's only the father, only the Baal. So the Gemara, I have a second pasuk. So the Gemara, but the second pasuk came to say, she'ein ha-baal meifa b'koidmim, write only the second pasuk, don't write the middle pasuk. I'll call the middle pasuk, it's be'arusa, and both of them are meifer. And you can't say the middle pasuk is benesua, zog the Ran. Why you can't say the middle pasuk is benesua? Because benesua is never have a meaning that both could do it. Mashengel, if you the Rosh, that even Benesua both could do it. Frag the Rosh, maybe I need a middle pasuk to tell me that Benesua both could do it. So the Rosh, that then the pasuk will write the last parsha. Need the first parsha, I would not need the second parsha. Namaz the Rosh Naran. The Hodar Makshi lefirushe milse. Umakshe eime adin kro Benesua ksiv. Loimar de baal lechude meifer. The Baal Echud Meifer. The Vav Moisif Alein Rishon Lo Yamrin Elei Ela Ki Muchach Ekro Yochi. Vechi Misuk Me Be'aruso Muchach Kede Kasivne. Aber Benesu Eloi Muchach Eklal. Ad Rabo. Dinu The Baal Echud Meifer. The Kevon Shenisa Shuv Ein Lo Vio Rishus Bo. Hilkach Neime De Benesu A Baal Echud Leifer. U Be'aruso Av Lechud Leifer. Do Be'irusin Lo Yinafki Meshusav. ומאדרינן לידי לקי לאוק מבנסוע. בנסוע כסיב קרוא אחינה, עם בייסי שונה דור. תראי קרוא לא מולי, כי לסולק עדיין מי קורא. אלא דעשס מפורש מלסה קימה קימה. ואם את ארבעי בנשוע, אגן, אבל בערוסו לצורך בעל כלל, וחיתאים את ריקרוי לא מולי של הבעל מיפה בקויים לא אחרות או כוסף עם בייסי שנודור להשמינן שאין הבעל מיפה נדום שקוד מולו קודם שניסס או ממילא שעמס מיני ומם בייסי שול לחוד היסגי דמשמע דבעל מיפה לבד ושאין המיפה בקויים דס השיט עשרה so באמס דס מחלק ישרן אין ראש I want to be מדגיש it's a מחלק יש בפשט הגמורה And it's a machlekes belondes that this londes be'etzem made the run in the rosh to have a machlekes lo'irich the whole samach zayin amud beis that is nogia later to the whole londes of the sugya. And I want to miyasa the machlekes run in rosh. The yaseid machlekes is be'etzem it's double, but the yaseid machlekes the run says there was never a hava mine that vov moisif al inyan rishoin and benesua. The father and the Baal will do it together. It was never such a hava mine. And when the Gemara will ask, Ve'ei me'ai kro b'nesua, when the Gemara will ask, Ve'ei me'ai kro b'nesua, the Gemara will mean that only the Baal, the father is never a tzad that he could meifer b'nesua. There's never a tzad that the father could be meifer b'nesua. Shekeivon sheyotzo mirshus ab'av is no tzad. And the Rosh says no. Vov Moisif al Inyan Rishon. If the pasuk is a nesua, so the nesua also the father and the baal could do it together. This is the yisoid machlekes. How to learn pshat? And the Ran l'shitosa is masbir that the whole hava amine to say vov Moisif because misvore be'aruso is a svore that the father will be a part of the aforas nedori. Masheinke b'nesua, and the Rosh never says svore vov Moisif. You add them, you connect them. No svoras. No one is coming but svoras. No svoras. Alts is droshes. Vov moisif together. If it's an arusa, arusa is together. If it's a nesua is together. And this is the whole sugya. And the Ran from the beginning starts. Why we want to say vov moisif? Because it's very mistaba that the father will stay involved because she was not mamish yoitze. Mistaba. And a nesua, it's never mistaba. So we will not darshan the vov moisif. And b'meila, the woman farish, the gemara is kasha. The feed the ram's kasha, ve'eme b'nesua, it's only b'nesua. And the answer is very posh, there's two psukim, I don't need two. One has to be be'arusa. I koid me, I could know from the second posuk. Why the first one is there? I know it's be'arusa. The rosh that had a tzad of b'nesua is both, frek the kasha, even if it's two psukim, I need one posuk to say that the father could be made for b'nesua together with the baal. And another posuk to say that the baal is made for. And the Rosh answered, the Gemara meant, put this pasuk before. But chutz from pshatetove in the Gemara, that's enough, chazer and chazer, until you have the pshatetove in the Gemara, it's a machlekes belomdes. It's a machlekes belomdes. What is the machlekes belomdes? The Ran says, it can be. It can be. And the Sua, it can be. The Rosh says it could be. The Ran, the Val already said it five times. And we'll see the whole Amud, it gets more and more. And the Ran turns over the Sugi later from the Svarim. Vos geido de machleikas? Vos geido de machleikas? So some learn very balabatish. Very balabatish. Very balabatish means the Rosh learned that it's a real drosha. Vov Moisif al Inyan Rishon. So the Pasuk says that these two are together. I don't start to think if it makes sense, if it doesn't make sense. And the Ran didn't learn that the Vov Moisif is Mamish Adrosha. The Ran learned that it's Keilu, Asiyate, Asmachte. When it's Mistaba, we darshan it. When it's not Mistaba, we don't darshan it. When it's mistaba, we darshan it. When it's not mistaba, we don't darshan it. As there is a mashmoris maybe to learn. But Avada, it's not the emes pshat. It's not the emes pshat. And not only that, because if would be svaras, just was kemeton is a drosha yidarshan, so what is the gemara's kasha ve'eme kro b'nesua? But be'etzim, it's more mistaba be'arusa. So we said it's be'arusa. So we have to know what is the machlekes. Kishpon is the machleikas. That the Rosh says that the Vov Moisif is a svara afilu b'nesua, and the Ran says no. Be'arusa it makes sense to say Vov Moisif. B'nesua it doesn't make sense to say Vov Moisif. So maybe b'klol ha'adroshas, but if we're not going b'klol ha'adroshas, what is the machleikas? So there's two drochim how to learn here the Gemara. The Welt wants to say one derech. There's a Rashi in Ksuvas, Daf Lamedtes. Well, there's a Rashi in Ksuvas Lamedtes. The Gemara says, Shenesui moitzi mirshus av. Beggar is moitzi mirshus av. Venesui is moitzi mirshus av. How we know Shenesui moitzi mirshus av? I want to explain. The Gemara there speaks about if someone is me'anis or isha. So she gets knas, sheves, ripoy, boishes. Shaila is, till when the father gets it, from when she could collect it to herself. Huh? So the Gemara says that after beggar, she can't get it to herself. And the same thing, after nesuim, she can't get it to herself. And the father can't get it. After beggar, she gets it to himself, and after nesuim, she gets it. And when we have a pasuk, when we don't have a pasuk, and the Gemara says, "Ma beggar moitzi mirshus av," and it goes to her. After nesuim, that I'm moitzi mirshus av, it goes to her. So Rashi has to explain how the Gemara knows that beggar is moitzi mirshus av, and nesuim is moitzi mirshus av. So beggar is moitzi mirshus av. Legabi mechira, you can't sell your daughter. How we know Shemitzui Moitzim Mirshusav? Zogt Rashi in Ksuvis Lametes. Kede Ashkechon Beaforas Nedorim. The Kozman Deloy Nises Ovio Meifer. Umisha Nises Eino Yochoy Leofer. So someone asks you, what is the mukkah that when a daughter is married, she doesn't belong to the father? That he doesn't get her money, he doesn't get her mitziah. I would say maybe Misvara. She's married. And Rashi says, no, you know what is the mokah that when she's married she doesn't belong to her father? Haforas Nedorim. Zot Reb Nochem. So what is the mokah that Nesua doesn't belong to the father? Haforas Nedorim. So if Vav Moisif al Inyan Rishon, and he will tell you that Nesua the father could be Mefer. So Nesua will not be Moisif Mirshusav. So the whole Kash of the Ram doesn't start. What's the Ram? Nesuim is Moitzi Mirshus Av. I can't dash in the Vav. You open Ksuvis. Why Nesuim is Moitzi Mirshus Av? Because Be'aforas Nedorim you Yoitze. But if Vav Moitzi Val Inyan Rishon, so you're not Yoitze Mirshus Av. So what is the Ram's Kasha? How it could be to say the Vav and Nesuim is Moitzi? Who said that it's Moitzi? Nedorim. Nedorim said that it's Moitzi. But if Aviv Vav Moitzi Val Inyan Rishon, so it will not be Moitzi. What the Maskone? And if you have a minute, I can be there. It's no mocker. Very good. So it's no mocker than the Suim Moitzi. So it's no mocker than the Suim is Moitzi. So what the Ran wants? Frag the Ran, how you could say Vav Moitzi from the Suah, but the Suim is Moitzi. The Suim is not Moitzi. The mocker from the Suim is Moitzi is where? Nedarim. If it would be a Vav, so the Vav would say that she's Mershus Avio even after the Nesuim. So the whole Ran doesn't start. So the Rosh learned as Evi Rashi and Ksuvas. Masha'ein ken, the Ran, cases in Ksuvas Lametes brings down a different pasuk. Ish Ovi ve'imay tiro. Ish Ovi ve'imay tiro. So we darshan, Ish sopek biyadoi, Ish o'in sopek biyadoi. Now the lady, after she gets married, she can't come to help her father. So we made it, Ish Ovi ve'imay tiro. Ish Ovi ve'imay tiro. Isha is not mitzuve. What means she's not mitzuve? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, eventually she will have to stop it. She gets married. She has to listen to her husband. So we see that she doesn't belong to her father anymore. As they zog the tesis and lametes. So the fi the tesis is when she had married, you don't belong to your father anymore. So the Ran will go as they tesis. So this is one way the Welt wanted to build up. And Rashi in Kiddushin also says it. Rashi says two psukim. But Kiddushin Yudches Rashi brings down again. She Nairo Yotzo. The Gemara says even more from that. That not only because she belongs to her husband. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, if you get married, you don't belong to your father, even if your husband dies. And you're young. You're 11 years old. Your father married you off. And your husband dies, you don't belong to your father. Because nesuim is moitzim irshus af. Rashi says, sheyotzu leaforas nedorim. You see, not because the father, some people think that the husband has it. No. It goes to the husband, and it loses the father, and even if it's no husband, Zogt Rashi, it doesn't come back. Rashi means not another posuk. V'neder almona v'grusho. Yokum. The Gemara darshens that the nesuim is not moitzi stam. Oh, as a husband, you have to, the moshe, ishal v'imitiro, that now I have to help my husband. Moshe, that posuk is not a gishmak posuk. When your husband dies, what? Say, have a kasha. Say, have another gemara. The guy who watches comes back. The guy who watches doesn't come back. But a father, a mitzia doesn't belong to the father. The father can be mekadosh. Everyone learned kedushin. If she's married, then she got to get. The father can marry off again, right? Why? He lost his reshus. So, Rashi, what is the mekoyr? Haforas nedorim. And Zogt Rashi in kedushin, haforas nedorim is one pasuk that when she's married. Who said when she loses her husband, she doesn't go back to her father? Zogt Rashi is another pasuk before us nedorim. Neder almona v'grusho yokum. Even when the husband dies, she doesn't go back to the father. So Rashi learns nesuim is moitzi mirshus av completely from nafaras nedorim. This is the Rosh Hashita. B'meile kol zman we didn't know our sugya, as they state in Rashi, is no mokoyr. That is a yetzia mirshus av. Masha'ein can the Ran learn nesuim is moitzi is a svore from somewhere else. B'meile you can't be meifel. Ba. This is one way to learn the machlekes, and a lot of choshev, I think Reb Nochum, a lot of choshev people learn like that. The Welt wants to say andere hesber, and it's more mistaber. In the Hemshech HaSugyas, we'll see the second hesber that is much more mistaber. The second hesber is azay. Second Hesber is Azay. Lekula alma etz asfore. Forget the Rashi talking. So what is the machlekes, the Ran and the Rosh? The machlekes is, it's a machlekes we see Be'ez Hashem in the whole perik of Naira Mu'urosa. Why a father and a Baal could be made for Nadorim? So I'm asking Yashana, why the father could be made for Nadorim? He's her father. What Shaykh is that for us Nadorim? Exeras Akosu, you couldn't have a woman. It's not time Exeras Akosu. Vahoraya, she gets married, the father can't do it. She gets big, the father can't do it. So why the father could? Shitas Aran. And the Ganze Perek Naira Mu'uroso, that the reason is that the father could be made for Nedorim because he's the Bailim and his daughter. Shehi birshusoi. He's the Bailim and his daughter. Not only that, it's a Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that the reason that you could make for Nedorim because kol anoideres al das bailo inoideres. The Rashba says, v'kol anoideres al das ovio inoideres. Zog deran in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis hay Gemara lav dafke. Avad, that's not the reason. The reason is because he's the Bailim. The Gemara only says it. The Gemara speaks about someone that got married with the Rabbonon. How the husband could be made for Nedorim. So the Gemara says, Evia for us, Nedorim is Aldas Bailo. So she will also do Aldas Bailo. It's like the Rand. The Gemara doesn't mean it. It's a Gzera Sakosuv, he's a Bailim. Chazal will metaken, Dumye. The Rosh and Klal Yud says no. The Rosh and Klal Yud says, why the father could be made for Nedorim? Because Aldas Ovio Inoideres. Why the Baal could be made for Nedorim? Because Aldas Bailo Inoideres. So we have Yosefus Dikim Achleikas. The Ran learns in the whole Perek, and we'll see it in the second Mamish Dvorim Brurim. The Ran learns in the whole Perek, the Aphora is Tutzach Midin Bailim. Even in our Suya, Kimat, every line he says it. the Rosh maybe once, but the Ran said the whole time. She's Birshus Bailo. Frag the Ran. She's married, she's not Birshus Avio. It can't be that he's Mayfair. It doesn't make sense. Zog the Ran, I'm learning the Sugya. It's no Vov Moisif Alin Rishon, Ben Esurim. And Be'aruso, it's not mistaber that the Orus will be the only one, because Ligabi Kola Tirikulo, the father is a Bailim. Aruso belongs to the father. She eats even Metruma. Aruso belongs to the father. So while the Aruso belongs to the father, he has to be the one. So man, the Ran, everything goes here besvoras. Everything goes besvoras here. Not mistaba ben esur that the father could be involved, and be'aruso it's mistaba. The Rosh learns tzegzeres akosu valdas ovir inaderes aldas bailo inaderes. So what if she's married? You see, she comes back to visit home. The Gemara says you mechuyif to take your wife home in the first years. Redufa lerech lebeis ovir. She wants to go there. Be'aruso for sure. She has shaychus to her father. Be'nesua maybe yes, maybe not. Okay, it's droshes. But there's no kashe. But she doesn't belong. Haforas nedorim belongs. The Rosh says in Klal Yud, even be'ishu that is married with the Rabbonon, you could make for nedorim with the Raise, because al das bailo in odas. The Rosh bichlal is no shaychus to bailos. So lefi the Rosh is taking no shaychus to bailos. And we will go with that because it's emes. It's emes that lefi the Ran that for us nedorim alemol is tutzach mit bailos. Ba 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 ba. Das ist der Machleikes. How we know? Look here again, the machlekes. Ve'iba yaseime havoyo kiddushin mashma. Ve'iba yaseime havoyo kiddushin mashma. Val havoyo es kiddushin mashma. So we know that the middle posuk is be'aruso. We know that the middle posuk is be'aruso. So what if we know that the middle posuk is be'aruso? So look how the Ran and the Rosh l'shitosom again amazbil this gemore. The Rosh says, "Avoya kiddushin mashma midelo iksiv tilokach oy tinose v'imhoyo si aleish al kocha." We're talking about aruso. So he asked me a kasha, how you know the middle posuk is an aruso? V'im ho yasi aleish, it's mashma, it's an aruso. Nala nesua. The Ran, look in the Ran. V'iba yasei me'avo yekidush in mashma. Hilkach, al kol choch limotzi amris de be'aruso av lechud emeifer. De be'avo yekidush in mashma. Al lo b'nai ramuroso, tzorich bal. וכי תאים הפרק דרן נהידה אבו יקידוש עם משמע עוד הנשו אימא ממשמע וביבו מסמרינן דקויין מטעם אל האחוי שי הרוסו ומיג מקודל אל האחוי שי הפסול הקרוי ושל האחוי שי לאיש בנשו על מאבו ינא מנשו עם משמע וכיוון שכן נהימה דבין בקידוש עם בן מנשויים אוביה ובילה מפירים לדרר. You ask me a kasha, how you know the middle pasuk is be'aruso? The answer is havoya kiddushin mashma. Havoya kiddushin mashma means also kiddushin, but also nesuim. So also benesuim will be both. Vav will be moisif al inyan rishon. Say be'aruso, say benesu is both. Less is ogderan. Shekeivan shenises shuv ein lovio rishus bo. Ve'oid, if you have the middle pasuk, why you need the last pasuk? So the Ran said, maybe Avoya is mashma both. Zog the Ran the same lomdus. Father, Benesua, the father can never do it. Sheyotzo mirshus av. The Rosh had the same problem. Maybe Avoya is mashma both. And he can't answer like the Ran, that it's not mashma both, because Benesua, the father, can't do it. Ari the Rosh learns that Benesua, also the father, could do it. Zog the Rosh andere teretz. Mideloik sifti lokach. Oyti nase hilkach leimotzi luruk mebenesua. Is a shinui, is a drasha here, But the Rans Kashim Yevomis will answer. Aber Val is a Shinui Loshen. The Rosh says, is a Hechach from the Pasuk. The Rosh says, that is a Hechach from the Pasuk, that it's been a Suah. Be'arusa v'lai ben a Suah. The Rans says, there's no Hechach in the Pasuk. It's a Svore. Then it says, Ran l'shitosoy, Rosh l'shitosoy. What? Dear, the Pasuk can't say Tilokach. Very Pasuk. Dear, the Pasuk can't say it. The Pasuk said, if someone was married and he died, you don't say Tilokach. When you say, I'm going to do it, you say Tilokach. Very Pasuk. Mikol Mekoyim, this Machleikes is a Poshta Machleikes. This Machleikes is a Poshta Machleikes, Ran and Rosh. That Lefi Deran, we never have a Salkedaitach that Benesua could be both. And Be'arusa, it's a svore to say that it's both, because the Baal is not the owner and Arusa. She's belonged to the father. It can be. It can be. She belongs to the father. It can be. And Lefi the Rosh is no svore, belong, don't belong. It's droshes, other I darshan it like this, other I darshan it like this. It doesn't make a difference. I want now to start the next Gemara, the next Sugya. And here Be'etzem, there's a lot of lomdis, but first, b'pshat, the Ran and the Rosh start l'shitosom the zelbe gemore. Frag the gemore akashe. So I know that the middle posuk is be'arusa. We had two terutzim that the middle posuk is be'arusa. Frag the gemore akashe. Ve'ei me'av l'chude meifer. What is the kashe? The middle pasuk is be'arusa. Maybe only the father. Maybe only the father. Wait, you told me now. Vov moisif al inyan rishon. Freidi gemara ve'ei me'av lechude leifer. You told me vov moisif al inyan rishon. You said that it's mistaber that it's both. This was the answer of the Gemara. What are you asking me now? Ve'ime av lechude meifer. Ve'ime av lechude meifer. What is the Gemara's kasha? It's a doichak. Zog de Rosh. Kedehave meikore. Ve'isra bi orus. Shegamu yofer. The pasuk will mean. Say the father. Say the orus. Who said the Vov has to say Shutves? The Vov will say either one. Why you have to say that the Vov will say Shutves? Why you have to say that the Vov will say Shutves? The Vov will say either one. The Vov will say either one. The Vov will say either one. Why they say that the Pasuk will mean Shutves? Avu steht in the Pasuk Shutfas. The Pasuk said, Vav Moisif. Very good. He could do it. Vav Moisif. Another person could do it. Why to say Shutfas? Answer the Gemara. If the Pasuk means that both could do it, Im kein va'osro iso be'sovi ayoni oiso lomoli, hashto yishleima b'mokrim orus, meferav. Meferav l'chuda, he could do it. Shelo b'mokrim orus miboya. A Pashta Teretz, it can be that in the middle case it's both. Because if in the middle case it's both, so I don't need the first Pasha that the father is Mefer. If Beshutfas the father could Mefer, so Lefi the Rosh, this is a small Gemara, no Shaychas to the next Sugya. The Gemara just asks, I hear, Vov said both, I hear. Maybe it doesn't mean Shutfas. Maybe means either one. So the Gemara, it can be either one. If it's either one, so I don't need a pasuk, but the father on his own, the father could do it. Glad. The Ran comes and doesn't like the Rosh's pshat. Before that time, the Bach says that the Rosh's pshat in Ois Aleph is a girsa in the Gemara like that. That the Rosh's pshat is word by word written in the Gemara. Ve'ei mekol echod ve'echod yochel lehofer. The Bach puts the Rosh's pshat girsa in the Gemara. The Ran didn't want to go on the derech ha-pashut. And the Ran came and took this Gemara and made Pshetlach. Lama zan the Pshetlach from the Ran. And l'shitosei. Ei me'av, nirali. Av l'chud aleifer hu de kashelei. Why? Why the Gemara asked the kashe? L'fi the Ran, l'rosh, stam. Who said Vov is Shutves? Maybe Vov means either one. The Ran doesn't want to learn like that. The Gemara says, Ve'eime av lechude meifer. The Gemara meant, the Gemara meant that the father himself could do it. Why we all think that the father could do it? Why we all think that the father could do it? Zog the Ran azay. The cave on the Layotso Mirshusa Avke the Kasif Neleil. Bedinu the Motzi Meifer. The Gemara doesn't like the idea that Be'orus the father can't do it himself. The Svora says that the father could do it. Aval Orus Loi. The Svora is that the Orus is not the man the Oma. The Svora is that the Orus is not the man the Oma. Vesmichuse. The Moyo Sia Ainu Loimar. The Orus Boyav. The smichas came to say that Orus cannot be made for himself. The Orus, the cause of Rachmon Eloimar, Shim Hikim Hukam, Kedamrin Besomuchalei. What the Pasuk said that the Orus could be made for, it's only Legabi that he could make a Hakome. The Ikar Afore is the father. What the Pasuk means, Shutves, that the Orus has a Koyach to make a Hakome. Like the Gemara will say later, even though the Gemara didn't write it down now. ואף על גב פרק דרן הקש שנכסיבה לו. אם הוא יושא לי איש, וביום שמו יא איש או יוני או איסו, והיפרס נדוראו, למה למימה דאפורוס איתו אל כלל? אלו שאם לא היפר ביום שומוי, נמצא שהיקים. דלאוכי בלחוד ולאוק מרחמון לבושוסי דאוריס. ולמה למידי אחרינה? The cave on the Loyotso Mirshus Av Ein lechol liskis bohorus Elo bepochish ubishiyurim Umehad oleim ken Amai yom akro beisovir lo moli Ke loimar Amai torach kro lashminen De boido pnuyo Meifer av lashminen Ochi bosar kro Dimo yisir Vano aminen Mokim orus av meifer lechudish Mokim orus mi boi So we have here A mechudish dike pshat ev deran De loike arosh So before we go into the kashas To start to open the sugya The Rosh, Ashkofer Rishoyna, the Rosh took the Gemara glat. Ve'ei me'av l'chudei meifer, the Gemara meant, what is l'chudei? He also could do it himself, but also the Orus could do it himself. Vov Moisif al Inyan Rishon, everyone has a koyach to be meifer himself. Frank the Gemara, it's not mistaber, if he could be meifer himself, I don't need a pasuk and the father, glat. The Ran doesn't like this pshat. And the Ran says, the Gemara means, Av lechude meifer, and the Orus only has a koyach legabe hakomo. I, the Posuk, says that the Orus could be meifer, says Posuk. The Posuk means that if he's not meifer, it becomes a hakomo. First, why the Ran didn't want to learn like the Rosh? The Rosh said such a glat pshat. The Ran pshat pashas is not MS, because the Gemara only later will say it. The next piece, the Gemara will speak like that. Wait a minute. But at this piece, the Gemara doesn't speak like that. Why the Ran did not want to learn like the Rosh? The answer is, two people could be Mefer. Ayala al Adas. Other she belongs to him, other she belongs to him. You have someone belongs to two people? Nishto azazach. We stand on the thesis read. Orus himself is good, father himself is good, but together it's half-half. You heard two people own something completely? Lefid Rosh, Aldas of you in a deris, Aldas Bailo in a deris, it's no shakhis the Bailis on the Dori. The Ran can never learn like the Rosh. Now we'll go weiter. The Rosh, for sure, can never learn like the Ran. Why the Rosh could never learn like the Ran? The Ran said a svore. Why the Gemara wanted the father to be Mayfair and not the Darshan Vov Moisif? Because it's Mistaber that will stay by the father and not Mistaber to come to the house. The Rosh doesn't have svore to say mistaber that will stay by the Orus and not be coming to the Av. These kind of svores, if mistaber, it's only a svore. That svore that it's mistaber that will stay by the Av and not by the Orus is lefi deran. The Av is the Bailim, and while the Av is a Bailim, mistaber that will stay by the Av and will not go to the Baal. Mistaber, the Rosh doesn't have such a mahalach. So the Rosh can't say it. So this is the Aleph base why the Rosh never said Pshat like the Ran. Oh, but what the Ran said? The Ran said a Meshunadi Kepshat. The father could be Mefer. What is the Koyach of the Orus? To be making. I, the Pasuk says Lehedye that the Orus could be Mefer, and for the Ran, no. The Pshat is, if he's not Mefer, it becomes a Akoma. And B'mele, he breaks the Aforev Da'af. Lav Lemeba Da'at Aforev Da'toil. Eloshim Loi Hefer B'yam Shomoy Nimtso She'ekim. The Rosh never said it, because we said from the Rosh in the Mishneh that the Rosh learns that Shtike never becomes like a Akoma. Shtike is only Ibud Aschus. And here the Orus doesn't have a Schus Aforev. So the Rosh could never learn Pshat like the Ran, that the Pshat in the Posuk is that if he kept quiet, even if it's not a Afore, it became a Akoma. Because the Rosh learned that Shtik is only Ibud Aschus. It's not called a Akoma. Only the Ran Shitosoi, that the Shtik becomes like a Akoma, could say such a Pshat. Ad kan the Tzursa, the Shmaise of the first Chelek. Then is the next Chelek, the Zel Bezach. I want to start to Shtel the Kashas. The kashas, the aside of the kashas, the keren oiro has. But I will start. Maybe we'll start. There's four main kashas that are perseach pesach to understand the sugi here. Vashteido in the Gemara. The father has a koyach afore lefideran. The orus doesn't have a koyach afore, but he has a koyach to make a akome. Right? This is the way we learn the pasuk. The haynu, if he kept quiet, it became a akome. Frek de Kerenoiro, Hayale al Adas, that the father is Mefer, and the Baal comes now and is Mekim, and he breaks the Afore. The father has a Koyach Afore. The father has a Koyach Afore. So if the father has a Koyach Afore, the father has a Koyach Afore. So he was Mefer the Neder. So what is the pshat that the Baal could come now and break his neder? Doesn't make sense? Aleph. Bet frek de keren oiro. So lemaylef kimina that the father could be mefer. All of his life, he has to wait to see maybe the... I'm sorry, what's the kimina the father could be mefer? All of his life, he has to wait to see if the Baal will come later in Mekayim. And not only that, the Ran says, even if he's not Mikayim, if the Baal keeps quiet, it's not good. So Lemaisi, you need both. So Lemaisi, you mean that the Av himself is Mefer. Lemaisi, you need both. If the father is Mefer, and the Baal keeps quiet, the Ran says it's Akoma. If it's Akoma, so you need both animals. So when is the Nefkimina that the father himself is Mefer? What? Zot the Kirinur, well, if he dies... Doichak, as his doctor, right? Doichak. Or if he never heard about it, but then you have to be worried, maybe he will hear about it. But this I would call one group of kashas. What is the koyach that he has? Not mistaba that he could come later and break the afora that already happened. It's such a doichak. And what alamol you have to wait for him? Abalom again vaipo. Frektzach de kashin. The Baal doesn't have a koyach to be mefer. So why is shtike zakome? Why the shtike zakome? Why the shtike zakome? Why the shtike zakome? What? Why you were quiet? Because I knew that I'm not the mefer. He was mefer. Frag the Rana Kashe, but state that he has to be, if he keeps quiet, it's Akome. No, state that he has to be Mayfair. The Pasuk means that he has to be Mayfair, because if he's not Mayfair, it's Akome. I don't understand. If I don't have to be Mayfair, it's not Akome. The Gemara says later, Lehedia, a person didn't know that he has a Kerach to be Mayfair. A guy never learned Naira Morosa. Some guys are not Zeicha to learn Naira Morosa, never. They got married. The wife made a neder. They were quiet the whole day. Tzakome? Zot the Gemara name? Zot the Gemara name? Eini yodea sheyesh mefirim. It's not called Akome. Because I didn't know that I could make up for it. What did I say something to my wife? Well, I think I'm a chocham, I'm a rov, I'm garnish. She made a neder. What I could do? Never. Why to talk to her, Bichlal? Why to talk to her? Well, if your wife dies, you tell her something? She made a neder. Why I'll talk? I say she didn't do the Gemara. Frek de achroinim. It's only Shvel Lefideran. Lefide Rosh Nishta is a Gemara. The next Gemara will see it's different completely. There state that a different case, not a Hafore. But the Ran learns again. Mikrach is Pshat that he didn't like to learn at the Rosh, so he took a Gemara and he pushed the whole Pshat. Not Mistava that the fire is not the only one. He is the only one. That was not Mistava that he has a koyach. He only could disturb. He only could disturb. He doesn't have a koyach to make up for it. I state in Pasuk that he can make up for it. State in Pasuk. No, the Pasuk means that if he doesn't make up for it, it becomes our common. So the shaila is, first we ask the first two kashas. The first one has a keach afore, how the second one could break it. And second one, the posuk says that every time I had to be mefer, so the mainef kemine, it's garnished. We have to answer it. But now the kashas are more. Zog the Ran, the pshat is, if he keeps quiet, it becomes akome. Akome? He doesn't, he kept quiet because he doesn't have a reason. This Be'etzem, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem,